An experiment to create community in the not-so-welcoming startup culture. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, Vox released an investigation into Launch House, a professional social club for tech founders, which, among other activities, hosts members at a luxury property in Beverly Hills. But Vox reports that Launch House was, at times, more like a frat house, with members alleging excessive partying and sexual assault. Launch House disputes some of these allegations. Vox senior correspondent Rebecca Jennings reported the story.
Every month, a different group of about 20, 25 tech founders would come and live and work in this Beverly Hills mansion together, and they would network. Like every night, they would have, you know, investors come to the house and speak to the cohort members. So I think Launch House really nailed this idea that, you know, these young tech founders are really working in this extremely individualist industry and are desperate for community. And the idea of bringing together, you know, a couple dozen first-time founders is a really powerful one. And I think it's very appealing to people that are in that space.
What did you learn about Launch House and its culture from your investigation?
What I really found was that there were like systemic failures, mainly with women in the house, because so many of these cohorts would include, you know, 20 men and 3 women living in the house. And with very little supervision, very little security, there would be parties. Their Launch House is very clear that they don't really party anymore. But, you know, last year, there were just like really, really horrid accusations being made about things that happened in the house and just their utter failure to deal with those in any real way.
You know, the role of VCs here is really interesting. You write that Launch House is part of this trend of tech projects that marry the concept of community with this promise of enormous profit. How have VCs played a role in these types of ventures overall?
I mean, I think VCs are absolutely critical to these kind of projects, because when you're talking about giving millions of dollars to a bunch of dudes, community is a thing that you can say that you're helping to build while also not necessarily like following through on what I think you and I would maybe consider a good community to be part of. So community is one of those real big buzzwords in tech right now and has been for the last few years. And it feels very bandwagon-y for people with, you know, millions of dollars to invest in these kind of companies to just say like, well, actually we're building community rather than just giving, you know, millions of dollars to the same kinds of men that investors have always given to people in Silicon Valley.
For people who don't live in Silicon Valley, who aren't part of the startup scene and sort of this very insular tech and VC culture, why does any of this matter?
I think, A, because there's just so much money going into it. These are people that will or at least believe they are building, you know, the next vision of the internet. What these people with a lot of money and access can do is fundamentally like world altering. So what I think is most important personally as like a reporter who just did this story, I think what these kinds of quote unquote communities do is prey on people who are sold this dream of being a tech entrepreneur and how they too can, you know, create generational wealth and create this really, really important startup. But instead, for at least for many of the women and the people of color, are often just like shunted to the side or forgotten about, even when they're being sold this idea that like, you can have that and you can have this great community and you can get rich and, you know, you can meet all these great investors. It's just kind of roping people in who are vulnerable to that kind of salesmanship, I guess.
That's Vox's Rebecca Jennings. In response to her story, Launch House CEO Brett Goldstein said the company has changed since the alleged incidents and that he's prioritizing the, quote, psychological and physical safety of every Launch House member. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, Well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.